You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fast food is not good for us. That's not exactly a secret. Nutritionists love to point to all that fat and salt in fast food as one of the main causes of the growing obesity rate in this country. There's a commonly held belief that poor people eat more fast food than any other group. University of Michigan Dearborn economics professor Patricia Smith decided to test that belief by studying fast food consumption, and she's with us now. Patricia, your study challenges this notion that poorer people eat more fast food than people who are better off. What caused you to be suspicious of that belief?
Well, when we looked at older studies, we found a bunch of mixed results. It wasn't clearly established. And so we decided to get new data and some more extensive socioeconomic data to test this hypothesis. And there was some discussion of trying to regulate the location of fast food restaurants based on this belief that
yes.
poor eat more fast food.
Yes.
And so if we're going to have legislation, maybe we ought to have the facts.
In fact, there was an attempt, Los Angeles in 2008, I know they passed a moratorium on the number of fast food restaurants in the lower income neighborhoods of South Central Los Angeles. How did that work out?
The one study so far that's looked at it found that it didn't work out. The obesity rate continued to rise.
Okay. So how did you attack this question? How did you study it?
Well, we got a large nationally representative sample of baby boomers. And in 2008 through 2012, they were asked, how many times did you eat at a fast food restaurant in the last week? And so we could correlate that or see how it matched up with other characteristics, such as their income and their wealth.
So what did you find? Is that belief not true?
The poor don't eat fast food more often than anybody else.
That's interesting.
We were expecting, some people expect what was called a health gradient, that health improves as you get richer and the incidence of disease falls as you get richer. And this is true for obesity among women. And one of the theories is, well, maybe it's this fast food. And there are things such as food deserts where it's hard to find good food in poor neighborhoods. But what we found is that the poor do eat fast food more frequently than the very wealthy, but the middle eats the most fast food.
The middle eats the most fast food.
So people in the middle ranges of income and wealth were the most frequent fast food eaters.
And I think part of that poorer people eat more fast food presumption plays off the idea that fast food is so cheap. Is it really?
Well, if you're comparing it to a nice sit-down restaurant, yes, it is. But if you're comparing it to buying food for a family who has low income, probably not. You know, the average meal can cost, you know, $7 to $8 if you're getting the full assortment, you know, main course, fries, and a drink.
Yes.
So it's not that cheap.
Is that what you think drives that belief, that presumption that it is cheap, it's there, and that's what people are going to flock to?
That can be part of the issue of why we believe this. There are studies that do show greater concentration of fast food restaurants in low-income neighborhoods. It is cheap in terms of calories. If you're looking for cheap calories, that works. They're often cited as safe places for children to play, pleasant places to go, opportunities for jobs. But what we find probably is more important than your wealth or your income is convenience. People who work tended to eat more fast food than non-workers by like 15 to 18%. Mm. And the more hours you work, the more likely you are to eat fast food. And we're all busy, so not surprisingly, we're all eating fast food.
Well, and there is very much this trend that people are cobbling jobs together, that are working two and three jobs to make what they used to make before the recession with one job.
That's correct. And if you're working a couple of jobs, you've got transportation in between the jobs. If you're shuttling children to and from school or activities, et cetera, it's pretty easy. I mean, I've done it. Mm-hmm. We've had nights when we're both tired. My husband and I are both tired from work. And, okay, pizza.
In fact, that leads me to wonder, when we were talking about this fast food, are we talking about all the widely accepted fast food places? So we're talking pizza, burgers, fries, fried chicken.
Anything that is like an assembly line production and you pay for the food before you get the food.
Is considered fast food.
That's considered fast food, right.
So I guess what about efforts to fight obesity in public policy? What do you think could work?
Well, I think we should stop trying to fight the force of convenience and try to get it to work on our favor. What can we do as a society to make healthy foods more convenient? Are there zoning laws? Are there ways to attract, for example, good grocery stores into low-income neighborhoods? Is it a matter of better transportation? Is it a matter of farmers markets, what we offer in our schools? How can we make it easier for people to choose healthier foods?
I wonder if that's a challenge to somebody who's entrepreneurially minded to come up with a fast food restaurant that focuses on very, very healthy choices that somebody could drive through on their way from one job to another or taking the kids to practice or whatever they may be doing, living in their car.
Sure, it's a challenge. Take it, please. And also, if you're a consumer, you can have an influence by what you buy when you go to fast food restaurants. Lots of them are trying to offer healthier options. Do you buy them? If we demand it, they'll supply it. So vote with your dollars. And if you want healthier foods available, that's how you as an individual can have an effect.
Interesting study. Patricia Smith, professor of economics at the University of Michigan, Dearborn, upending a commonly held belief about who's eating fast food and why. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.